May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. In the gospel that Don has just read to us, that's now called the confession of Peter. Jesus asks Peter, well, he asks the disciples, who do people say that I am? And they say, well, one of the prophets, and maybe Jeremiah or Moses or Elijah. He says, no, but who do you say that I am? And Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. In the Gospel of Mark, that's where it finishes. But in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus goes on to say something to Peter that's not recorded anywhere else. Jesus says, blessed are you, Peter, for it's God that's revealed this to you. And you are Peter. And on this rock, I'm going to build my church. Jesus played on words, because the word rock is the same word as the word Peter. He says, on you, Peter, you are Peter, and I'm going to build my church. In the Gospel of Mark, after the confession of Peter, the gospel changes, because there are very few miracles after the confession of Peter by Jesus. There are very few teachings to large crowds, but there's a lot of teaching to the disciples privately. You see, when Jesus said to Peter, you are Peter, and on you, Peter, I'm going to build my church, Jesus had a hope for Peter. A hope. In all of the teachings, when Jesus appears after the resurrection, he says, I'm going to breathe on you. And if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Jesus had a hope for them. Because our Christian hope always has substance. It always has focus. And it always has an intent. You know, we hear the word hope a lot these days. And it's always like it's in this vacuum. If you simply hope, you are going to be wealthy. And if you simply hope, you are going to be healthy just by simply hoping. Christian hope is not just about hoping. Christian hope is Jesus asking us to do something to make whatever it is happen. Jesus has hopes for us. Incredible hopes for us. To love one another. To be people of forgiveness. People of compassion. People who value the gift of life. Jesus hopes that we are going to be those people who not only hope for things to happen, but to make things happen. I had a sermon written for today, and it wasn't this one. Because the last couple of days, some of the ladies of our church went away on retreat. And Donna and I were talking last week, and Donna was telling me what she was going to do at the retreat. And she said one of the exercises was that the ladies of our church were going to write on a card a hope for St. John's. And Donna then asked if we brought those cards back, if we could bless them at all four services this morning. And I said, sure. I said, but let the ladies do them first. Then ask them a question. Not only can we bless them, but can we share them? And the lady said, yes. I want to share with you today some of the hopes for St. John's. Continued unity. A hope for an increase in dedicated lay leaders and worker bees with the result of ministering outside as well as inside the church. A hope St. John's is able to grow without losing itself as it is now. I hope St. John's continues to grow as a community of faith and at the same time grow outward in the Versailles community as a missionary leader. I hope that those who have the resources to make St. John's capital campaign a success will give generously and the goal will be achieved so what needs to be done can be and St. John's will flourish. I hope the family atmosphere continues. My hope for St. John's is to move forward while treasuring the past. It seems we're on a good plan just now, and I hope it succeeds. I hope that St. John's remains the vibrant, caring, loving church that it is now. I hope that St. John's continues to grow under Father Alan's leadership. I hope St. John's is always a welcoming, loving church. I hope that St. John's continues on the path it is on currently to grow in love and in service. I hope that St. John's will bring about the same spiritual awakening and continual feeding of Christ's love in others as this church has done for me. As we grow, I hope St. John's retains its feeling of family. I hope Father Sutherland stays a long time. I paid for that one. My hope for St. John's is that it leaves for those coming after a legacy of unconditional love. This is the first sermon I've ever preached where I didn't know what I was going to say because it was written for me. I'm sure that many of us share these hopes and more for St. John's. But this morning's gospel tells us something. We can hope everything we want for ourselves, for our families, for our friends, for our community of faith. But hope is only ever going to be realized when we understand Jesus saying to us, my hope is that you not only hope it, but do it. Make it a reality. Amen.